Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. We know that you're here because you love everything there is to do with fitness, nutrition, wellness, just like us. And today's episode, we'll be diving deep into holistic health and nutrition. Now, before we get into the episode, we just want to remind you that our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification is beginning on February 7th. So if you've been considering joining our certification program, if you've been looking at and thinking about getting certified as a holistic health coach, make sure you go to fitchicksacademy.com to learn more, download our brochure, as well as to enroll. At the end of today's episode, we'll also be sharing a graduate's point of view. So there's going to be a grad share at the end of this episode where they'll be talking about not only their experience during the program and their big aha moments, but what it is that they're doing now to create the business that they love, as well as the impact that they are making in this world today as a graduate of the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification. So listen right till the end. And now let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's episode, we are talking about coaching, which I'm coaching? Very excited about.
Yes, coaching specifically for weight loss transformations, which I think is so important because oftentimes that's the number one reason. Like, there are different reasons why people reach out to a coach to, like, you know, for other health related issues. But oftentimes I find, you know, being in this industry for over 14 years, it's like, that's the catalyst, right? Like, that's like the thing that's kind of like the trigger that starts people on the journey of looking for a coach and starting to get to a coach. And if we can't deliver on those results, that's what causes so much stress and, like, just people just giving up. Right. So we need to be able to help them on that and then help them with the other things too.
And we talk a lot about this offline between, like, you and I, and I think it's a really important conversation to have online too, like on the podcast, is that, you know, I still think there is a little bit of friction when it comes to the words weight loss. Like, I still think that there is a lot of people, it triggers when they hear the word weight loss. So coaches, or if you're thinking about becoming a coach, you're like, oh, well, I don't want to be a weight loss coach. I just want to be a health coach.
Yeah.
And that is fine. You can use whatever terminology you want to define yourself. But the reality is that weight loss and weight management is a byproduct of the body imbalance. And I say that a lot, but I'll keep saying it because I want us to take our power back around the words weight loss. And I want us to be able to help our clients make weight loss a really fun thing, because it doesn't have to be a negative thing. Like, if you want to transform your body and your health, why do we have to make it seem like if I'm on a weight loss transformation, I'm deprived?
I hate myself.
It's because I feel not good enough. I don't feel attractive. Like, we turn it into this really negative thing. Whereas, like, I think the more that we as coaches start to take the power back for the words, try to inspire other people to love the journey and love the process and actually be able to get them the results. Because this is the other thing too. I think one of the reasons why a lot of coaches don't like talking about weight loss is because they don't really know how to actually help their clients get there.
Right. No, and it's so true, because oftentimes they think that it's just like one side, right? Like, they'll just think it's like, oh, it's just the fitness side, or that's where they have, like, they excel in their skill set is like on the fitness side. And then we're going to talk about this in a minute, but I think it's just like, if you don't have a skill set that you feel like you can really show up in that way, it can be kind of like, it's hard to be able to coach your clients in it if you don't feel 100% confident in that skill set. I don't know how else to say it, but that's kind of like the mentality around it, right? Like, it's, if somebody asked me to teach them how to build a car, I would be like, impossible. Like, I'd be like, first you get your tires, right? Like, I would know nothing about it. So it's,
And I also think that,
understand it.
Yeah. And I also think that, like, if you are already a coach, or if you're becoming a coach, we get so set in kind of, you know, thinking that we have to have this perfect package that will get people to their result, right? Like, that we have to have this specific method that we follow, like keto, or veganism, and there can't be any other option.
Right.
So what we want to offer in this podcast is thinking about it from the perspective of, these are the three skills that you need to coach any client to their weight loss transformation. And then within those skills, then you can figure out, you know, whether you want to do what like dietary style you're doing it on, or what kind of, like, if your vibe is more tough love or more supportive or whatever it is, how you coach. But these are really the three skills. Like, you don't need anything else other than these three skills to be able to get your clients their weight loss transformation. Mm-hmm. So the first one, even though it's a big one, yeah, is you have to have nutrition coaching skills. Mm-hmm. Now, I cannot stress this enough. We've been in the fitness industry for, like you said, like, I think it's longer than 14. We've had Fit Chicks for 14 years, but we've been working in it longer.
Yes.
But it's, I see so many fitness professionals still to this day who just focus on exercise, and they're amazing at personal training, and they're amazing at teaching group fitness, but they don't have the nutrition coaching skills to get their clients to the transformation. And the reality is that nutrition is like 90, it used to be, people would say it was like 80% nutrition. I would say it's like 95% nutrition. Honestly, right. It's like, whatever, if you're trying to transform your body, if you don't give it the materials to work with, it's like building a house and you're trying to build it with Play-Doh, right? Like, you don't have the right materials to even build the house. How are you expected to build a great house? Exactly. So you've got to have those things in order to be able to actually build your best body. And it's really frustrating for a lot of fitness professionals because they're teaching these incredible workout programs and then their clients aren't losing weight, or they're not building muscle, or they're not transforming their bodies, and their clients are frustrated and they're wondering why, even though they're following the plan. But if you're not eating enough protein, and you're not eating the right amount of healthy fats to balance hormones, and you're not eating the right amount of, you know, fiber and vitamins and minerals that come from fruits and vegetables and low glycemic vegetables and fruits, you are not going to be able to get the results, period. That's just the facts.
Yeah. And I think it's like looking at it as a coach, it's just changing the way that you look at things. So looking at it from the perspective of exercise is an amazing tool, and it is important for overall health and well-being, for mental health, 100%. For physical health, for emotional health. There are so many facets that it helps to support you in. But if it's for transformation specifically, look at exercise as a way to support your like transformation of like the shape of your body, increase your lean muscle mass, and like change like the way that, you know, your body physically looks, and like your strength overall and your endurance and those things. But if you're looking at it from the lens of, if your client is coming to you for weight loss, it can't just be exercise, because it will never be enough. Or if they're even looking for any other sort of outcome, it will never be enough if you just focus on the one piece of the puzzle, because it's not the biggest piece that's needed. That's the way I always think of it. It's like a coin flip, right? But then it's more, because it's almost like it's like, like you said, like a 90-cent coin, which doesn't exist, but then like a dime on the other side.
Exactly. No. And I love how you said that about like the shape and stuff, because that's the way I always see it too, right? It's like the nutrition side of it, that is getting you to your weight loss transformation. If you didn't exercise at all and focus only on your nutrition, yes, you would drop weight. Right?
Your body would still transform. Yes.
Exactly. Whereas though, as an exercise professional too, though, you have clients who want to come for you for, let's say, you know, a bigger booty or bigger glutes, or they're looking to shape their shoulders, or to have a six pack, or just to have lean muscle mass. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or to look a certain way. But so if you're only coaching them on the nutrition side of it, right, they're not going to have that physique that they're looking for. But if you're only coaching them on the physical, they're not going to build the physique that they want. So it's kind of like looking at the two of them. And then I also think too, and I know I've talked about this on a past podcast, especially for women who are over the age of 40, and don't wait till you're 40 to start doing this, but even though it's great to start at any time, strength training is so important, because we start to lose our muscle mass more rapidly after the age of 40. And our muscle mass is key to keeping our metabolism burning strong. It's so key for our long-term health as women, for our bone density, for all these other things, right? So if you are also doing that with the nutrition, it's like you've set yourself up to look amazing and to feel amazing for the long haul. So it's like a double bang for your buck. So if your clients are looking for transformation, you have to be able to give them nutrition.
Yeah.
So important.
Just period.
So that's the first skill. Don't think about worrying about all these other things, just the nutrition. The second skill is you have to be able to offer a results-based program. Now, this is something I see a lot as well when it comes to coaches in fitness, health, and wellness is they think, oh, well, I do have the nutrition skills. Like I do understand nutrition. And they start regurgitating information they've heard or information they've learned on the internet, or they're giving like that one-off piece of advice, which is great. But when I say a results-based program, it has to be a program that takes your client from like A to Z. It has to be the process that they can easily follow. It also has to be a process you can easily coach that will take them through that entire transformation. Right? It's not just about, because again, I'm just going to say that for people, if they don't understand what I mean with a results-based program, like one-off nutrition advice, like drink 8 glasses of water a day, which we hear a lot, right? Or breakfast is the most important meal of the day, which is actually a marketing slogan, which is not true, but that is something that we start to take as gospel. And then we're telling our clients this. So we're just, our clients like, okay, I want a transformation. And you're like, okay, awesome. You're not eating breakfast, eat breakfast. And they're doing this one-off thing, but they don't have consistency. They don't understand how to progress. They don't understand what they need to do week to week as things start shifting. So then what happens is they're frustrated again with you. You're frustrated and they're not getting the results they want. So you have the skill set of understanding how to build, deliver, and coach on a results-based program.
And I'd like to add to that too. I think also, you have to know how to analyze it. So yeah. Taking the time to not only like build it and coach on it, but then also take the time to analyze what the data, like what is happening with your client. If you notice that your client is not progressing at the way that they should be, or if they are following the plan, you have to understand how to analyze it and tweak it a little bit, which comes from the nutrition skills, right? Like this all comes together, but developing a results-based program, you have to have the skill set to be able to do it. And then not only to just do it, and do it in your own voice. Again, going back to that thing about like regurgitating information. If you're just sharing knowledge that you've read, but you've never tested, you've never done it yourself, or you don't really understand it from your own kind of place, it's really hard to coach someone on it. So it's about like really developing a program that you know works, that you've tried, and that you can understand and that you can analyze.
And it's really hard too if you don't understand how to program nutrition, right? Which is why the nutrition skills is first. But when you're working with a client, whether it be one-on-one or in a group setting, you have to understand that whole, like I said, from A to Z, like you have to understand taking them from where they are right now, what weight they're at right now, to through the process of transforming their body physically to the goal weight that they have. And that is something that is different too for every single person, which is why like in our certifications, we talk a lot about how we don't do cookie cutter plans, even though we have a results-based like framework that we teach you guys to use. What we do though, is then we also teach you how to then like coach and shift it to be for each person who's doing that program, because everyone is completely different. Everyone's lifestyles are completely different. Everyone's readiness to change is different. And you have to be able to know how to navigate them through that, right? Mm-hmm. Like it has, as a coach, this is a skill of results-based programming. It's so like, it's game-changing. And those are the coaches who are getting their clients amazing results. And they're, you know, growing their businesses really quickly because they understand how to run these. And they're so easy to run in a group setting too, right? So this is where it's such a skill that's so important. And then the last one, which I think is the most overlooked skill when it comes to helping your clients get to a weight loss transformation, and that is confidence. Mm-hmm. You have to have the skill set of confidence. And I see so many coaches, especially if they don't have the nutrition skills and certifications, and they don't know how to offer a results-based program, that they lack the confidence in their coaching. They lack the confidence in their ability to get their clients results. And then they lack their confidence in their clients who actually stick to the program, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, that it just ends up really making them, they shy away from it and they're not able to help their clients. They're not really able to own that space of like, I am the coach for you. I'm going to help you get to where you want to go. And we're going to do this together.
It's so true. Cause I mean, even when I think back to like, even if you're thinking about it from a fitness perspective, if you're someone who's new to like nutrition coaching, or you've never really added this in, even if you think about like a fitness coaching perspective, if you don't have the confidence, if you're walking in and you're training a client, for example, and you're saying, okay, we're going to do squats. And they're like, oh, you know what? I don't like squats. I want to do this instead. But you're like, wait, but I really know that you need to do squats as part of the program, cause it's like a fundamental movement and we need to make sure that you're doing it correctly and this, and that. But if you're letting them kind of dictate the path, they're never going to get the results that they wanted. So you have to be able to like stand in that leadership role and say like, well, actually, we're going to do this. I'm going to show you how to do it to make it fun, to make it interesting, whatever, like make it work with your body. If it's like an issue with an injury, you have to have the confidence to be able to do that. So it's the same thing with nutrition. You have to be able to deliver in a way that allows for you to stand and say, okay, I understand that this is a big change for you. I understand that maybe this is something that, you know, you're not necessarily ready for. So how can we make you ready? How can we like build this into your daily? How can we make this a long-term approach? And that's the whole thing that comes from the nutrition skill set too, because it has to be something that you can implement that can work for long-term, that's not cookie cutter, that's customizable, so that the person feels like really supported throughout it. But I think the confidence will come from doing it, from understanding it, and from knowing how to like really stand in that leadership role and not let someone else let you waver in your decision-making.
Well, and that's just it. Like every time I think of my life, of where I have really built the muscle of confidence, mm-hmm. is through action, right? Yeah. Like you can't think your way to confidence. You can't just learn from books, which is why one of the major pillars of all of our certifications at Fit Chicks Academy is about practice. Like we have so many practical skills that we do, especially in our holistic nutrition weight loss coach certification. You're practicing with volunteer clients, right? You're practicing habits on yourself. You're coaching our programs, coaches and stuff like that, because when the knowledge is in your head, it's like, okay, this is great. I understand the concept. But then when you get in front of another human being who has their own emotions and thoughts and, you know, reactions and struggles, then you start to second guess yourself, right? Or you mm-hmm. might not say it the way it sounds in your mind. But the more you practice and the more results you get, the more that confidence muscle increases. And I think back, like when I worked with two clients, you know what I mean? Like my first two clients, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But then after training like thousands of women and creating so many programs and certifying thousands of coaches, I'm like, okay, now of course I'm confident because I'm on my chapter 25, you know, so don't compare your chapter one. But the one thing I do want to say too, and the last thing I want to say about confidence too, is I also think confidence includes, and I mentioned this earlier, is you have to have confidence in your clients. And mm-hmm. I see this a lot, like when it comes to coaches, like we get so focused on ourselves, right? Like, am I the confident coach? But then we don't have the belief in our clients so much that they can actually get to the result. And this is one of the secret skills, guys. This is like a bonus tip. Is the whole idea of like, your clients don't fully believe they can do this, right? If they did, they would have already done it. And if they did, they would be doing it on their own. So they're coming to you to be their support, to be their leader, to help them navigate through this, to teach them all of the things, right? But they don't have that belief in themselves, or like I said, they would have already done it. So for you, one thing I really want you to ask yourself is, how much do I believe in my client's ability to reach this goal? And if you think, I don't think she can lose the 100 pounds she's coming to me for, then you've got to really kind of take a step back and ask why you don't think that you could do it. And mm-hmm. usually it boils back to skill one or skill two that we talked about. Usually it's because you think, I don't have the nutrition skills and I don't have a program that I know will actually work. So this is where too, you've got to hold that belief for them. You've got to be the rock when they think, I can't do this, that you're like, no, you can do this. And I know you can do this, right? And that comes from your confidence in them and your confidence in yourself.
Love that so much.
So that, guys, is our podcast today. The three skills you need to coach any client to a weight loss transformation. So number one, nutrition skills. Number two, offering a results-based program. And number three is confidence in yourself and in your clients. It's not about having the perfect meal on a plate, even though, of course, we teach you guys all that in our certifications. But it really is about understanding the importance of these skill sets and then creating them in a way that is personalized for your clients. So I want to make sure too, we have something really exciting coming up. If you love learning about this and you want to learn more about coaching and coaching tools to help your clients get to weight loss transformation, we have Holistic Weight Loss Coach Week coming up. So excited. So if you guys want to head over to fitchexacademy.com/coachweek, we are running a free week-long event where I'm going to be teaching throughout the entire week all about 5 of our top holistic weight loss coaching tools that we teach in our certifications. We're gearing up for enrollment for our February 7th Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification. So this is kind of a behind the scenes to really share with you guys how this all works, what tools you're going to be learning, what amazing stuff you can bring to your client's life, and of course, to your own life as well. So check it out, fitchexacademy.com/coachweek, and grab your free spot. And again, it's going to be 5 amazing days full of so much knowledge, teaching, sharing fun stuff to get you guys moving forward in your coaching skills. Okay, guys, have an amazing day and we'll see you at Coach Week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Demi D, superhero health coach and fitness trainer. I'm also the founder and CEO of The Knockout Room. I help moms of tween girls build and maintain healthy habits for their households and tackle subjects such as body image, self-esteem, and self-worth, all with my superhero approach. I'm a graduate of both the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program as well as the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. While completing the nutrition program, I lost 23 pounds by applying my new knowledge on myself. People I knew started approaching me, asking me what I was doing differently, because the changes in my life were starting to show up physically. I had literally become a walking billboard. So what had started out as a personal choice to improve my health was slowly becoming a business because I was naturally attracting people who were interested in learning from me. I signed my first client approximately 2 months after completing the nutrition program, and I found my first client through my social network. Initially, I offered at-home fitness training for women, but I quickly realized that many women struggle to start a fitness regime, or if they start at all, they stop shortly thereafter, and it's often because of like some sort of mental hurdle that they're facing. There's this ongoing pressure that young girls and women face to look and behave a certain way. And there's also this enduring narrative in the media that, you know, often depicts exercise as a punishment. So it was this realization that led me to pivot to online training and to focus on tween girls who are most vulnerable to external pressures, you know, as they're facing physical and hormonal changes, and as they're beginning to form opinions about food, exercise, and of themselves. So I combined health coaching with my love of entertainment, and the result was my signature program called The Knockout Protocol, Raising Your Superhero Tween to Look and Feel Her Best. For more information on The Knockout Room and my coaching program, you can visit theknockoutroom.com or you can call 1-866-TKR-HERO. That's 1-866-857-4376.
Thank you so much for listening today. We will see you again next week. And again, of course, please visit fitchicksacademy.com for more details on our upcoming February 7th Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.